Time to go down on the farm here on WITY. Chad Baker today back up at BHRA High School. Mallory Ames, the FFA advisor here, talking about FFA 4-H agriculture and basically the whole gamut here, as Mallory is the first year FFA advisor at BHRA. And going to talk to her about her career in agriculture and where she is looking to take that. Mallory, thanks for spending time with us today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background first. You are a former FFA student, 4-H member. Tell us a little bit about your background there.
Yeah, so I'm originally from St. Joe Ogden High School, and I was a member of the Philo 4-H Friends 4-H chapter for almost 10 years, and then a five-year member of FFA serving as the Section 17 president during my freshman year of college.
That's incredible. Tell us some of the highlights of each, if you would, please. Indulge us a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So in 4-H, I was super involved, whether that be just at the club level or at the county level. I always tried to help out at the Champaign County level. After I was done too, and then now I help out at the state level on the alumni board. So I try to stay involved a little bit and hoping to kind of transfer that into Vermilion County now that I have kind of implanted myself into Danville and Bismarck area. And then as an FFA member and student, I did serve as a section president. That was during COVID-19, so a lot of those opportunities were kind of taken, but I really did enjoy my time at St. Joe under Katie Dutzman and Darcy Nicolny and got to learn a lot and definitely sparked the passion for me to pursue it as a career.
And that had to be a unique experience. Anybody that had that COVID experience where things were shut down, you had to get creative with some of the things that you were doing. What were some of the obstacles that you saw from that?
Yeah, we definitely saw a lot of them. One of the biggest events that a section president is in charge of is what's called Leadership Training School. And it's an opportunity for people within your section or at the local level to come and just kind of gain some of those leadership skills and learn how to conduct a group in a leadership setting. And we had to find a way to turn that virtual. So our team put together an online training that they could complete with us over Zoom and had some different activities. But it definitely was not the full experience that we had anticipated, but we made the best of what we could.
So you turned this into a career, went to college, and what was your focus of study in college? Obviously, agriculture is a pretty broad range of different careers, but was there something specific that you've really focused on there?
So I had a pretty unique track. I went straight to University of Illinois and was there for 4 years. I had no intent of being a teacher going into college. I chose my major to be Ag Business Markets and Management, and I was pretty dead set that I was going to work on the seed side, selling corn and soybeans, or work on the commodity trading side, and I did internships in both and actually took me to Memphis, Tennessee for a summer to work for ADM, sold seed for Golden Harvest and Burris Seed, and I loved all of those opportunities. But my junior year, Mr. Gary Oakes, who's the teacher over there, got a hold of me and said that I should at least add it because a lot of my classes would transfer to both. And thanks to Cody Carmen at Neoga, I fell in love with it, student teaching, and now found myself here.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So there's a lot of things that really fell into place for you to get to this point. And we know that it's a burden sometimes for teachers, especially in the 21st century here, where you're kind of at the risk of always trying to figure out where you can get extra funding. You're dealing with attention spans that are always smaller than maybe the past generations have. But then there's also some unique things where you're always looking to the future and you're always trying to figure out ways of integrating technology and integrating things that your students are finding out and trying to be on the cutting edge of where we are going to be going. So let's kind of take it into the classroom here. You're in the teacher role first year. How's that going? And how have you been able to transition from that role as student and then student teacher to now being the head of the class here?
It was definitely a hard transition at first. I was so used to having someone right behind me in case something went wrong. And then you show up on your first day and it's all you. You have to make those decisions. You have to make sure your classroom is ran properly. I've been lucky with really good students at Bismarck. I really haven't had too many issues and my administration has been super supportive and my staff are super supportive. But it definitely was a transition and it's very difficult to be this young in a job like this just because we are so close in age to our students. But you learn really quickly to set your boundaries and make sure that you know where you need to be and when, and you just learn to demand your classroom the right way and what fits for your personality.
Well, and I think in your situation coming in, I think for most teachers going into a high school situation, first year, second year teachers, they probably have the experience that is similar to what their students as far as background. If you think of like English or if you think of like mathematics, obviously they had their own careers, but then now they're first or second year teacher. They don't have so much more education than what their students have. You growing up in agriculture and being a part of that and having that a part of your life for so long, at least you're equipped with that experience of long-term involvement with agriculture that you come in here and you're able to teach kids that may not necessarily have had that same experience. You may have a few. Obviously, anybody that grew up on a farm is going to have that experience. But I think we're seeing nowadays where FFA has a lot of involvement from kids that didn't grow up in traditional farm settings, may be removed. I know me personally, I was two generations removed from farming in my family. So everything that I'm learning as an adult. But a lot of folks are in that situation where they're growing up in rural communities, a lot of things that they're learning are from their friends. For you to be that type of a resource is very, very handy at a school like this.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I was actually first generation removed from the farm as well. My grandparents had a row crop operation and some small animals in Mattoon and Charleston, Illinois, and then my parents came here when they studied at the University of Illinois. So I did not necessarily grow up on the farm, but I was kind of immersed in FFA and 4-H from a very young age and had parents that were very involved in ag. So I kind of learned quickly and had my own experiences and have learned along the way. But Bismarck has a little bit of both. We have some that are surrounded by ag their whole life and they don't know anything else. And I have some that walk in my classroom that couldn't tell you that chocolate milk doesn't come from a brown cow. But it's been really fun and it's definitely made the classroom a very fun atmosphere just because students are teaching students all the time. And I mean, I can tell you in my ag mechanics class, there's so many of those students that taught me things this year. And then there's things in other classes where some of my kids know way more than I could ever dream of knowing. But it's been fun. It's definitely been a student-led classroom in that aspect where students are teaching students.
You recently had the FFA alumni auction, and we talked to a few of your FFA kids during that National FFA Week here recently. Give us a little bit of feedback of what happened with the auction this year. Was it a success? And what's the next step with all that money that you raised?
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a success, and we have our FFA alumni to thank for that. They put on a great auction, and thank you to Turtle Run for letting us host it there and all the community members that were able to be present. Our students did a great job making sure that everyone felt welcome and that the event was a success. We raised over $40,000, which was beyond what we ever could have imagined. And the alumni are meeting soon to kind of outline what we want to do with that money, but that money will, for the most part, go towards supporting a greenhouse for the future of Bismarck and then also supporting this chapter for the upcoming year.
And that's a nice transition into you being in the news here recently for a $500 scholarship courtesy of Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative, which is just a great company that provides so much for so many in our area. Tell us a little bit about that process. What was entailed for that scholarship? What's the plan of what you had to do to get that? Just the background with that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Empowering Education Grant was something that I applied for, I think, back in January or December. And basically, it's just a grant to help you in the classroom with whatever funds you may need. So I actually applied to get the materials that we need to make wreaths next year in our horticulture class. So the plan is to make wreaths kind of to decorate Bismarck for Christmas. And then we'll try to find a sponsor to give us those live cuttings that we can use to teach those students how to use that and then use those materials correctly.
Wow, just incredible. And there's just so much there that we're just scraping the bare bottom with what you're going to be doing here first year. And I'm sure you have some designs on what you're going to be doing here moving into year two, year three, and beyond, right?
Yeah, we hope so. We've got a lot of really good ideas and some really cool things coming in the works and have been able to spend some grant money there and hoping that we can use those students to come up with some really cool ideas for the future.
Very good. Well, I know that the future's bright here at BHRA for FFA, and that's because vibrant leader Mallory Ames, the advisor here, is part of that. Mallory, thanks for spending time with us here during our National Ag Week talking. It was great catching up with you, and we'll catch up down the road.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
That's Mallory Ames, BHRA FFA advisor here during our National Ag Week celebration and down on the farm. Greg Solier's Illiana Ag Weather coming up next on WITY.